This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Excessive heat in Grand Junction will be around all week with highs in the triple digits. National Weather Service meteorologist Michael Charnick says the highest temperature ever recorded in Grand Junction is 106 Fahrenheit.
There's a chance we could meet or even exceed that temperature here in the valley on Tuesday and Wednesday, which look to be the two hottest days of the week.
On top of the heat, Grand Junction residents are dealing with smoke from Utah's Pack Creek Fire, which is close to the Colorado border and has burned more than 8,000 acres. Colorado senators want the White House to be prepared for another bad wildfire season, as well as provide for recovery from last year's record-breaking fires. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and their Democratic colleagues from Oregon, Nevada, California, and Arizona are asking the Biden administration for relief as the region continues to grapple with extreme drought and wildfires. They've written to the president requesting additional disaster funding. Congress did not pass a disaster supplemental budget last year, money to help federal agencies respond to natural disasters, from fires to hurricanes. The senators want this year's supplemental to also include funding to cover last year's disasters. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A very hot day tomorrow. Grand Junction is forecast to have a high of 107 degrees. Currently now it's 102 in Grand Junction. Denver, 95. This is CPR News.